I'm Dan Friedell.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. U.S. military aircraft airdropped thousands of meals into Gaza in an emergency humanitarian aid operation. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Some 38,000 meals are being provided in this first round. President Biden announced the mission Friday, days after a deadly stampede in Gaza and shooting by Israeli authorities that left more than 100 people dead.
The loss of life is heartbreaking. People are so desperate that innocent people got caught in a terrible war, unable to feed their families.
The United Nations says about one quarter of Gaza's 2 million people are facing starvation. And President Biden has called on Israel to do more to help.
We should be getting hundreds of trucks in, not just several.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Yemen's internationally recognized government reported Saturday that the Ruby Mar cargo ship attacked last month by Houthi militants has sunk in the southern Red Sea. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
A government statement said the ship sank in the southern Red Sea on Friday night and warned of an environmental catastrophe. The ship was carrying more than 41,000 tons of fertilizer when it came under attack. The U.S. military central command has said the Houthis say they are acting in solidarity with Palestinians in Gaza. On Monday, a Yemeni government team visited the Ruby Mar, a Belize-flagged UK-owned cargo ship, and said it was partially submerged and could sink within a couple of days. The U.S. military previously said the attack could significantly damage the freighter and caused an 18-mile oil slick. Houthi attacks have prompted shipping firms to divert vessels onto the longer, more expensive route around southern Africa. The United States and Britain began striking Houthi targets in Yemen in January in retaliation for the attacks on shipping in the Red Sea, Bab el-Mandeb Strait, and Gulf of Aden.
Lucy Fielder from Reuters. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit our website, VOA.